This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks. With more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/theshaft. The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code TheShaft, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I want to do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 68, recorded on July 29th, 2012.
I'm Brent Covland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I am Eric Fulleton.
And we are Trollololololololos.
Yes. Today we have an excellent guest, a.k.a. Spartan Killer.
Hello.
Awesome.
He loves Milky.
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 That makes Milky. No sense.
Well, it does, because before the show, he gave us some music to play, and it was Milky.
That's a line.
No.
Full-face line.
He gave us some Spice Girls. Get it right.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Spice Girls, dude. Come on.
Oh. You guys missed it when I played Mitchmatic, though. You guys went to the party.
I don't know if we missed much.
We missed
there.
It.
They liked it in the chat room. Wolf liked it. Wolf linked me to the video.
They liked anything in the chat room.
No. We are dealing with sophisticated musical aficionados in
that's
our chat
right.
room.
Yeah.
Cobblestone Blues, don't need to say anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they must have excellent taste. They're listening to us talk about them.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah. And suddenly the space-time continuum folds and we are all destroyed in an explosion.
Except for AK Spartan Killer. He is standing atop a mountain and he's looking down at us and laughing.
In Canada?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right, you're in Canada right now.
Yeah, that's where I am. I'm in my secret underground bunker.
Nice.
Cool.
Those are the best kinds of bunkers,
Have you got a little ramen there?
No, I just have water.
Guns?
Guns. You need guns in Canada.
Yep. If it's a bunker, you gotta have guns in it.
Canada doesn't have any guns. It's ridiculous.
That's why you bring your own.
Yeah.
BYOG.
We'll bring you some. We're in Alabama. We got tons of them down here.
Yeah, see? Are the gun prices cheap down there?
You can buy them at Walmart.
Yeah.
You can do that in Alaska, too. You can't buy it in Arizona. You can buy rifles. You can't buy pistols and stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just make them here, though.
Yeah. Well, that's a good intro here.
Yeah. Guns.
I'm gonna have to buy some guns.
Yeah. Guns in Canada.
So kids, go out and buy some guns.
And you might live through the Nuka-Cola apocalypse.
And then go play some Minecraft.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're here for. People who play Minecraft.
Hey, I know a bunch of people who play Minecraft.
Do you?
Yes.
Cool.
And some of them even sponsor our show.
They do. All right.
Should we talk about them?
Yeah. Tell me more.
Please, sir. Tell me more.
Does Lord Bone sponsor the podcast?
He does, and he says, greetings from Etolia!
Etolia, is that how you say it?
I guess so. I don't know. Etolia. Looks like it, doesn't it?
Etolia?
We say it probably wrong every week, but you did a good job this time.
Yeah.
Well, what about Aztec Consulting?
Eric, what does Aztec Consulting say?
She got the gold mine. I got the shaft.
We know who won in that one. So.
I like that.
Yep. And what about Giggle Squid? Squid.
Giggle Squid says, touch me with your Giggle Squid.
Nice.
I added the hee hee.
Nice improv, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
And that's Resender?
Bro.
Resender says,
strange thief in my cave took torches, but not the ore.
Here, Brian.
Well, isn't that somebody in his? He had a mine, and somebody came in and stole the torches, but none of the ore.
I mean, if you think about it, that you can just find ore. The torches, I mean, you have to get coal, you have to get sticks, all this stuff.
Yeah, but
I'd say it's more valuable.
I think you're thinking too far into it.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Maybe I am.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Okay, and the next one here from Brachiati Cub says,
I bet you said my name wrong. Eh, I still love you guys.
And last but not...
Oh, is that Brachiati Cub?
That's,
oh, sorry.
Yes, that's Brachiati Cub.
Oh, okay.
B Cub. Okay, so, and last but not least, a Lumpy Muffin.
Who says... Sunday is pun day.
And it's punderific.
Yes.
So, Mr. AK Spartan Killer, what have you been up to? Are you making some videos?
Yeah, I'm actually. I just got done rendering one right now.
What's it
but
about?
What I have been doing is making my own Minecraft server. I've been working on that for like the past 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Is this going to be like a community thing or?
Yeah, it's more it's like for my subs. I think I'm going to open it up to the public. But right now we're in the VIP launch stage, yeah. And that's just like testing out the permissions, testing out the bugs, and all this other stuff. So,
hey, ask us on. We'll break your server.
No thanks.
We know how. We're good at it.
Yeah.
So, and let's see. You do a lot of videos. Do you have any series that? What's your favorite series to?
My work on? Biggest and most popular one has to be the Happy Wheels.
It has to be the Happy Wheels.
Everybody seems to love Happy Wheels, but then coming in at like a close second, it's like my Mr. and Mrs. Minecraft.
Now, Happy Wheels, everybody's been doing Happy Wheels lately.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it's funny and all. What do you think is pulling people to your Happy Wheels videos? Is that you scream like a little girl?
Yeah, probably that and the voices. That's probably about it.
What's your favorite character?
Probably the dad with the kid.
Yeah, he's cool.
On the bicycle?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Little kid
That's
in the
like
back.
The best one ever.
So, and what do you use to record it? Because normally, like, we use Fraps to do all our stuff, and, like, Happy Wheels is not Frapsable.
Yeah, Fraps, because Happy Wheels is in browser, you have to use either, like, Bandicam or some other, like, screen recording software. But Fraps is good for using, like, Minecraft and stuff like that. Right. Stuff that's in an actual window.
And do you edit on PC or Mac?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. No, PC.
Goodness no!
Goodness. Goodness no, sir!
Like
no.
Here. Just throwing out, getting all the technical stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
What editor do you use?
I use Sony Vegas Pro Platinum 10.
Yeah. Holla, yeah.
Pro Platinum! Holla.
Wow, yeah.
Pro Platinum. That's how I roll.
Sweet, yeah.
It's all up in the Sony VIP.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like a little Sony action.
I do too.
And what kind of microphones do you have?
I use these Turtle Beach X11s.
Nice.
Turtle Beach. Nice. I just got
Turtle Beach X11. They've like been going strong so far, so yeah. I can't complain.
And do you enjoy slacks or jeans?
I'm going to go with like shorts, like short shorts, like the runner shorts.
Yeah. Short shorts. Okay.
The ones that
he
like
likes
you know
to let everything
that
out.
On the mid thigh.
See, I was actually going to go boxers or briefs and you beat me with the pants or with the jeans. Okay. Slacks.
So, yeah. One last question and this is going to be Eric's.
What's in your pockets right now?
There's nothing. There was my phone. That's
phone?
About it.
Is it an iPhone?
No. Okay. Me and Mac.
Oh,
no,
you don't like Apple at all.
No, I don't like Apple.
Is that Android?
Yep. Android Bionic.
So
nice.
It says Mandroid.
It's
my
the
Mandroid.
Yeah. Okay, well, before we talk more about this week, let's go ahead and play this.
Our journeys.
I want to hear AK Spartan Killer's journey. Oh, and by the way, for those who don't know, we met AK Spartan Killer at MineCon.
Yeah.
And hung out and went to McDonald's and we kept meeting you to go eat lunch
hey,
with.
Hey man, what's
stuff.
Going on? You hungry?
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much. But anyway, so what's this week been like?
For me?
Yeah.
I've been getting excited about coming on.
Nice.
Coming on the show, and then I woke up today and I totally forgot about it. My girlfriend was like, don't you have that podcast thing coming up? I was like, yup, and then I got excited again.
Nice.
That's pretty much about it, and then just the most of the time was doing my server, doing the permissions and stuff. Oh my gosh.
So how many people can be on that at once? Like, what's the max number?
My server? I'm going to try to open it up to about 100.
Woo!
Nice! Dang.
Yeah. I want to stress test my machine. Like, right now, I think I've had, like, the most was, like, 20-some people on with no lag, like, nothing. It's, like, perfect, so I want to really stress test it.
So, are you building your own server, or are you...
Yeah, it's on my computer.
Wow.
Like in your room?
Yeah, it's on this computer right here.
What kind of internet connection do you have there?
I have 20 down. Right now I have 20 down and 7 up.
Nice.
What about Sprite?
Sprite?
Yeah. But when I get back to Arizona, I have 20 down and 5 up.
Well, so if you do get that working, I want to know, because maybe we'll just run our server from here. I mean, we get 26 down and 6 up.
Yeah, you should be able to. I don't know. I really want to stress test it. I mean, you guys can come on, but just you guys.
Well, you did say it was VIP week, and that would be us, right?
Yeah.
I need to put like a special name tag in front of your name.
Yeah.
But, like, jackass!
That's cool.
Jackhole!
Yeah, basically the only thing that you need to run a server from your computer, though, is just a lot of RAM.
How much RAM you got in there?
I have about 16.
Woo!
All right, so like 24 would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're running that server on an Apple iOS system?
On a Macintosh.
Yeah, right? I'm right on a Mac. It's like a MacBook Pro.
It's an iPad. I'm actually running a 100-player server on my iPad.
On my Apple TV.
On Wi-Fi. I just carry it with
Apple
me.
Right here, over my heart, because that's how much I love it. Like, underneath, I'm going to put, like, an Android, and the Apple's just going to be pooping on it.
Take that. Hey, that means that the Android's an admin now. Anyway, yeah.
So how was your week, Wesley?
Well, I have done 2 Let's Plays this week.
What?
Yeah.
Two, I tell you.
Two.
We have been continuing our adventures of Curast.
Yeah.
Which you can see at youtube.deadworkers.com. And then additionally, I was like hanging out, and then I saw this message on the Twitters, and
so
it was
sad,
like,
dude.
Hey, would anybody, we have 1 spot left. And I'm like, for what? And it's for, hey, we're going to hang out and play Minecraft together. And I was like, my friends didn't even let me know.
My friends.
They didn't told even, us you were raiding, so they we weren't bugging you.
It was 12:30 in the morning.
Well, then you should come on back down. See? See how that works?
So then I joined you guys. And I don't know, you guys were, like, funny. Like something had happened, and you guys...
It was probably beer. Not saying that you're funnier with beer, kids, but...
But you guys
sometimes you just are
all kinds of shades of silly,
yeah.
And then all hell broke loose, and there was playing, and well, I guess there was seven
people total.
Was it technically playing? Were we actually playing Minecraft?
Not really.
No. I think Minecraft was playing us.
I think
so
too.
I kind of feel like it was just a place to hang out, really.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway. That's most of what I did in Minecraft this week were these 2 Let's Plays. I did go and visit the Shaftlands a little bit, and other than that, that's about it. Got about 4 hours in this week. I've been a little busy. We new Core Elements this week.
Oh, yeah?
Edmund McMillan, the guy who made Binding of Isaac and Super Meat Boy, was on.
Nice.
Yep. So, anyway.
Cool. Well, this week... I've been getting it on.
Getting it on like Donkey Kong.
Let's get it on.
So this week, I roamed around on the Project 1845 server. If you don't know what that is, it's basically it's a one-to-one scale replica of the entire city of Beijing. Beijing city.
Oh, wow.
And it's back in 1845, of course, but it has all the, you know, major landmarks and everything like that.
Of course.
And it's amazing. When they're finished with it, it's going to go in the Guinness World of Book Records.
The World of Guinness Records.
Yeah.
They need to change that. Like, the Guinness iPad app World Records. Like, books? Come on.
Yeah. Old school.
Well, that's
huh?
actually what the book's called. I think it's just called a Guinness World Record.
I wonder if you can get an audio copy of it, and who reads it? Who reads the audio version of the Guinness Book of World Records?
The audio version?
Yeah.
Like, you can get it on Audible, maybe? Yeah. We'll talk about Audible in a minute.
As long as they have, like,
Trebek.
James Earl Jones narrating it, that'd be kind of cool.
Nice.
I'm going with Alex Trebek.
I would
on
get
that.
Yeah. Anyway, so check out project1845.com. It is open to everybody. You can go on there, and it is awesome. There's a ton of warps, of course. There's a bunch of really super long minecart systems, so you can take a tour of the city, and it's pretty cool. So check that out. And also, I played around with the new snapshot 12W04A. In fact, we did a little video, me and Brent, showing off ocelots and all that good stuff. We'll talk about that stuff in the news section, but that was pretty fun. Also, I'm constantly looking for cool mods to review and found some really exceptional ones, and I'm not ready to talk about them just yet because I'm still playing with them, and I want to master them.
Okay.
And maybe do reviews on them. Anyway, and then also... we're always looking for new maps to play as well. And then I noticed that our friend Ron Smalik, R. Smalik, updated his big review list on the forums, which is cool. I made a quick little link just for audio listeners so you don't have to find links and stuff. Go to bit.ly/Minecraft map review. Just do that. I mean, it's a quickie little, you know, that will take you to his big list of adventure things. I want to give him enough press because I want him to continue this project because it's so cool. There's like over 200 maps being reviewed by him, and they're very cool. Hmm. And then, well, we already talked about Room After Room. That was the map that we all played, and it's a puzzle map, so it's not an adventure.
Right.
But I think it's something fun that we might do maybe like every Friday or on a weekend.
I think it's a good way to just kind of... you talk with folks we don't get to talk with much and have fun playing in Minecraft. And then we can throw it out on the feed. It doesn't have to be some super, you know, polished and theatrical.
Exactly. You know, and we're still going to do Karast, and we're, you know, we'll still have adventures going alongside of these little, you know, cheesy like puzzle type stuff with way too many people talking at once. I think it's fun. It's fun, good time.
Did you notice that Ron added a new worst survival map? I mean, adventure map?
Oh, like way down at the bottom of the list?
Yes, there's a new one that is down there. It's got the same score as Quest for Galel, but but there's another one there.
Does it say new?
Oh, wait, is this the Ice Lord?
Sun Knights versus Ice Lord?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Oh, okay.
It was so bad that it was not even like...
It wasn't even funny bad?
Yeah, no. It wasn't even like... Yeah. That's bad to say, isn't it? Probably. Sorry, guy who made that map.
Well, you know.
Anyway.
We didn't say it. Ron said it, and then we repeated it.
Yes. With an exclamation point.
Yes. and then we finished playing Karast... all the way to the end.
Yep.
So look for those episodes this week, and you will get the exciting conclusion.
Now, didn't you figure something out? Didn't you figure there was going to be 11 episodes of it?
Yes, I believe there's going to be 11, just like Shipwrecked, just like, what was the other
Grandma.
One? Grandma was 11. Yep. It's so weird. Why are they all 11?
Yeah, can you do 10, please? It makes it easier adding them to the show list.
Yeah, you would think 10 would be better. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to predict. Like, I don't want each episode to go over 15 minutes or so. Maybe 18 at the most. It depends on a good outspot, the pacing.
Yeah.
You know, it needs to have good pacing. But
I did think that was kind of cool that all our playthroughs go to 11.
Yeah. Nice. And, big week.
I also did a video for the
wow, that was the amazing
patch stuff. I couldn't remember the 12-0-W-O what for,
right?
Like, what do they call it? The weekly release or whatever?
The snapshot. Yeah.
Snapshot. That's the word I was looking for. You also did one of those, or we did one of those together with the ocelots and the new skeletons
and the fire charges.
Yeah, the fire charge stuff. So be sure to look for that on the tubes.
On the tubers. And also you did something else. You put out a new game show.
Well, I was just adding to your week.
Oh, yeah.
So you're done.
Yeah, that was
it. So, we also did we finally put Blockheads out. It's the pilot of the Trivia and Minecraft Adventure Show. So if you had a chance to look at it, go look at it. Did Astrogolly make a post about it yet?
He did.
So go over to Minecraft Scribe and read all about it as well. But it was a lot of fun to make. We've got some ideas, and we're getting a lot of good feedback on the comments, and not just people saying they hate me, which is good. Even though I hate myself after listening to the voice, because like, oh god, this is like Tool McToolerson or something.
I remember when you did it, you're like, Eric, do I sound like a tool?
No, I think it was Eric. Pants. I sound like a tool. Like I knew it. But anyway, go leave your comments and help shape the next adventure trivia show, because we are going to do another one. It'll be a lot of fun. We already had someone send in a new like set.
And I don't think we're going to use it because there are some changes we're going to be doing to the format that it wouldn't work in it. But we may find a few people who want to work on a bigger and grander set that does what we want. So definitely looking forward to that.
Got to massage it a little bit.
Massage it? I would like to massage it. You know what else I'd like to massage?
Oh, I don't know if you should tell me.
Yeah.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And, of course, today we're the news segment is sponsored by someone or something.
Wow, mysterious.
I like being mysterious.
I like mysteries.
Y'all aren't going to start, and no one's going to go in on that, huh?
Wait for you to tell me.
Audiblepodcast.com/theshaft.
I thought it was something different.
It's I don't know why it's this one.
All right.
Where'd it go? It's gone.
And we'll just talk like this from now on. And
is it supposed to be audiblepodcast.com?
Yes, and then all the info about it is all gone too.
Oh, well, that's fine. I have it memorized. Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, tell us.
Go to audiblepodcast.com/theshaft, right? Mm-hmm. That's the address, right? Mm-hmm. And you can get a free audiobook to listen to. Well, you get a credit for an audiobook. And then you can listen to that. And if you decide to subscribe, it's only $14.95 a month. And you get one free credit for a book each month. And all additional books that you purchase are only 30% off. So you can download lots and lots of audiobooks, enjoy them, and you're supporting the show.
That's right. You are supporting
the show.
Yes, and they do have over 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers as well.
Yes, plus you get a free subscription to the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal.
That's true.
And there's lots of additional, like, secondary content that you can get, like author commentary and things like that, that's only available on Audible.
Yep. Get it on your iOS device or your Mandroid.
Mandroid.
Your AK Spartan Killer droid.
Yeah. Your girly iPhone or your Mandroid.
So that's for a free audiobook of your choice. Go to audiblepodcast.com/theshaft. That's audiblepodcast.com/theshaft. And you'll be cool just like your friends.
You just said your friends are cooler than you. So get Audible. And
exactly.
Show them. Because
your friends have Audible.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's good.
And you
that's
don't. Cool. So you need to get Audible like your friends. And
show them up.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because being cool is what it's all about.
It is.
That's right.
It's not reading books or becoming smarter.
Yeah. Don't read. Listen to this. I mean, come on. Who's going to be reading when you're getting to college, kids?
That's right.
No one.
Yeah. Got to multitask. Can't multitask and read. You can multitask and listen to audiobooks, though. Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
You can drive.
Yeah.
You can listen.
You can work out.
You can take a poop and listen.
All right.
You can...
I think we got it. All right.
You can work heavy machinery and listen.
That's right. You can perform surgery and listen.
That's true. Very true. So, anyway, we got a lot of news today. Let's go ahead and hit it. One of the big things is LEGO finally approved Minecraft as a LEGO stuff. So, do we know more about that?
Yes. First off, they have reserved the right to control how the sets will look.
Like Mojang does. Mojang has the rights.
No. LEGO is reserving the rights to do it. So, I'm not sure, LEGO's pretty smart. I don't think they're going to, stray that far. But LEGO's going to reserve the rights to how the sets look. And that's a little bit disappointing. But other than that, I think it might be some cool stuff. I'm looking forward to, like, my kid, I wonder if they're going to make, like, little LEGO men of us. Like, I wonder if they'll have, like, the white shirt with the heart on it.
Well, we have a community submitted picture a while back of us made as LEGO men.
That's true.
We put us together. So we can
put that
out there for people to get the LEGO set and they can make us
out
of their spare parts.
That would be awesome. Maybe you can get, like, a little notch hat for your LEGO men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, after the Legos, we got the Minecraft Snapshot 12W04A with kitties.
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 So that's kind of one of the big thing is the ocelots that are in the jungle biomes, you can tame them with raw fish, and then you can mate them. Yeah. And get little kitties. So there's three that's different cool. kind, I believe. There's the black one, there's the Siamese, and then the other one.
The dirty one.
Yeah, the dirty, dirty one. Which is usually the one you need to make others. Cause
yeah, the dirty, one, likes dirty one gets around.
Or something. Right. So what do y'all, before we go on, what do y'all think about kittens? Like, have y'all played with them?
I have not. I have not poked around with any of the new stuff.
I mean, like, I played around with a little bit while we were doing the video, and it seems like they're just kind of for looks. Like, they don't fight for you.
Well, I mean, cats wouldn't fight for you.
They also wouldn't follow me around like they do.
If you gave them some fish, they would.
Well,
you know, I bet they would.
Well, I don't continue to give them fish, though.
Yeah,
but they would normally act like they were going to come over and talk to me and then run away, which is what they do at the very beginning when you're... You know, trying to give them fish.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. See, I don't have anything personally against cats. It's just I'm allergic to them. Yeah. So, to me, they're kind of evil. Because, really, they are to me. Like, I get physically, like, I could die. Well, I don't know about that.
You can't die from cats.
I can die from cats.
The only way you could die from cats is if you ate some of their poop and, like...
I might eat cat poop.
Why would you do that?
I don't
know.
Kitty,
I'm allergic to you.
Or if he was watching it and a trellis fell with a big lighting rig on his head.
See?
Toxoplasmosis, that's about the only way a cat can kill you.
What if a cat gave me gingivitis? And then the gingivitis got infected, and then my face fell off.
Well,
I'm really
that might kill
confused
me.
Yeah, right
maybe.
Now.
Maybe.
All right. Anyway, so I don't know. It's kind of cool that there's cats in the game. I don't know. I mean, I like the dogs seem friendlier and cooler, and they shake off, you know, when they get water on them, and you can make them sit. But the cats just kind of don't. They just kind of run away and stuff. I don't know.
So and they eat chickens? Is that true?
Oh,
raw chickens.
Raw chicken, is it?
No, they eat normal chickens. They'll kill them. They're almost like the fox and moe creatures.
So like you don't want to get them around your farm, I guess. If you're trying to grow chickens,
they have that killer eye.
That's true.
So keep that in mind. Don't bring one home to your chickens, or your chickens will not be happy. They will be food.
Yeah. That's right.
They also did a lot of improvements to the AI, which we noticed greatly on the skeletons and the zombies, which I think it will be making some of these adventure maps are doing much harder, but fun, right?
Yeah, because sometimes if you do the right pathing in some of the older versions, you can, I mean, something's coming after you, just run behind a corner, you know, and you just sort of stand there and wait.
Yeah. Or you know they're all in that room, right? So you just stand back and they're all stuck, and then you kind of poke your head in and stab one. Now they're all just going to walk out and try to eat you.
Yeah.
Eat your brains.
Yep.
That's right.
Get your brain eaten on. There's also some new items, the fire charge, which creates fireballs from dispensers. There's the bottles of enchanting, which you can also shoot out of dispensers.
That's
or you
right.
Can throw them.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that is it's an award, a reward for doing something in an adventure game, right? So, I mean, obviously levels don't mean anything in creative mode. I mean,
but now instead of having to keep a bunch of apples or whatever it is that they want you to keep as trophies, you just get XP and you'll be at whatever.
Yeah, and then you can enchant stuff and then, you know, kick more butt. I don't know. I think it makes sense. And by the way, the fire charge is you can craft it. I don't think we actually went over that in the video that we did. No. But you can create fire charges instead of cheating and just spawning them in. Obviously, right?
Why would you not think that you could craft them? What's the rest? Do you know the recipe for them, Eric? I want to put you on the spot. What's the recipe for?
Like a blaze, a fire blaze thing, and a something.
And a blaze rod.
Oh man, that's weird. I had a cough right there. But I did tell you the recipe while I was coughing, so there you go.
one part Blaze and the other parts. Hadouken!
Look it up on the wiki. That's what the wiki's for.
Yeah, we didn't want to take away all their business.
That's right.
We'd hate to give you all the information.
Yeah, all of it. Oh, and by the way, there's no Apple hate over here. I see some chat room stuff. I have an iPhone. I have an iPad. I have an iMac. I have an Apple TV.
Yeah.
I'm just playing around with the Mandroid thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get that out. I'm like, the chat room's like, are you guys hating on Apple?
I already told them too. You guys had iPhones. I was like, the Mandroid is in the minority in this room.
Yeah.
Apple fans always get mad when you make fun of them, though.
Yeah, I think
they take it personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if
you want to know more about it, or if you want to know everything about the snapshot, because I'm sure we hit every single item, go watch the video on our channel. Lots and lots of ocelots.
Yes.
Also this week, Yeb was...
Yeb.
Yin's... Yubba. Yubba Rudy. Yubba Rooch. The old Yebster.
The old Yebberooski.
He wants to see if people can help them fight ACTA in Sweden, because apparently it's been passed and just has to get...
Yeah,
I guess kind of voted in or approved by the Rickron.
Rickroll,
the Rickjaw or whatever it's called.
Rhubarb.
They've got something there. That's, so I suggested them they just move to Huntsville, because I think that would show.
I think it would too.
That's right. Take that, Sweden.
Because we already signed ACTA, and yeah, our government signed ACTA last October. So there, that would show them.
That's right.
Well, thanks for that, Wes.
So I'm just here to bring everybody down.
Troll mode engage.
Yeah. But no, I agree they should move here.
Yeah.
Totally.
Totally. Yeah. In stereo.
Like totally, bro.
Yeah. You mad, bro?
You mad? You mad?
You mad, bro? Come to America. We have apples.
Yeah.
Nice. And Androids.
Yeah.
Come at me.
All right. Where are we again?
Let's leave this next one out. I don't think we need to talk about
that.
I want to talk about it. Listener,
contributions. Dun, dun. I added my own little listener contribution in there for you.
That was
y'all.
Beautiful.
You're welcome. Okay. So what do we got this week? We got one here from Miss Piggy 3307, who wants to know, if we could be any Minecraft monster for a day, what would we be and why? Mr. AK Spartan Killer.
Kirby.
So does this have to be a real Minecraft monster?
Yeah.
Are you just going to make up some new... Is this where you get the chief into the show?
The chief?
Yeah, the new Minecraft mob, the chief.
The crazy,
with the soul net.
Native American that runs at you. With
oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. We might as well have done the last story at this point. He's got a tear in his eye.
He
did
at least say
up.
Native American.
That's true.
I did. I'm being right. I'm all right here. Jeez.
Oh
you
my
make
God!
Make them big wampum. You can.
Oh no! Stop it! Stop it! Go back to talking about alcoholics.
Oh, okay.
See, I can play
racist
this game better. Too.
Racist.
You better watch it, because last time we got in trouble for saying white and nerdy.
Yeah,
we were racist.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, I got in trouble for I was talking about an Indian, and I was like, whoop, 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 and somebody yelled at me in the comments. They're like, you're racist. I was like, are you kidding me? And I got called racist for calling a black dude black in one of my videos.
black.
I was like, don't touch me, black man. And they're like, oh, you're so racist. I was like, you know what black people call white people? White people.
Yeah, but they call themselves people of color now. You gotta
too many.
We're the less colored.
Too many syllables.
I'm just too confused now.
I know.
I mean, I figured we could get away with the Indian stuff because they don't have internet on the reserves.
Oh, no. Yes, they do.
Oh.
They do.
Oh, God, stop talking.
Because they're all in the casinos, and the casinos have Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's true.
talking.
Blame Canada.
Oh, it's going
it's
downhill.
Once you get a Canadian on the show, it's all downhill.
Astragali put all this in the doc, by the way. If you're offended by any of this, it's all Astragali's fault.
God, that's so wrong.
That's right.
And, you know, we are just absolutely joking here.
We 100%. Love to joke.
Hit that subscribe button up top and give a thumbs up right now while you're thinking about it.
Yeah. Before you're having an apple. Yeah. Just, and I subscribe. Do you like it? Hang out.
I would like to be an Enderman.
Enderman. And my wife is part Native American, just okay. And Polish. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My ninth great grandfather was the king of Poland, but he wasn't what? Polish. He was actually English.
He was
of course.
King?
Huh? He was the king. Yeah. I have a Polish king in my upward ancestry.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
I have royal Polish blood.
Do you have like nice. A crown and stuff?
I'm going to say yes, because I do in the Curast video.
Yes. That's awesome.
So
I want a crown one day.
I think I'm related to like Davy Crockett. That's about as cool as my lineage.
That's actually pretty cool.
Oh, Davy Crockett.
And poor Astragali. Astragali's on the hook in the chat room now. No, no, Astragali did no such dang thing. Those are his exact words, and he's telling the truth.
Dang thing.
So, and this all, so no one even actually got to say what monster they would be.
I did.
Oh.
Didn't I?
I said either Ender Dragon or Enderman.
Ooh, Ender Dragon.
Ender.
Problem is, though, Ender Dragons never leave the end, and the end is really ugly. At least Endermen get to go and
but
move.
But they're so hard to kill. Well, so is Enderman, because they teleport. So, yeah, I'd go with Enderman.
Well, yeah, but I think they're saying, like, in the real world, if you could be any monster, why? What and why?
Oh. I would be a pigman.
Well, it doesn't say in Minecraft.
Yeah. I'd be a pigman because...
Say it's just if you could be any Minecraft monster for a day. Any of them.
Right. But I'm saying in the real world, not in Minecraft. It wouldn't
RL.
Really make sense. I mean, we can all log in and do /MD, whatever we want.
Yeah, but we're not really Endermen. We're people pretending to be Endermen. It's different. God,
I don't think it is.
I do.
It's a very serious issue. This
it is a serious issue. And y'all are not taking this serious today. Y'all are like playing around, throwing out jokes, and trying to be funny.
Okay, I want to be a pig. I'd be a pigman because he's a nice, friendly guy with a good defense. If you get on his bad side, you get stabbed. You get shanked.
Yeah.
But if you're cool to a pigman, he'll be cool right back. So I would totally
he's
be
chill.
A pigman. Yeah.
He's chill.
Uh-huh. Be chill.
Yeah.
That's like the most compatible with your personality as a pigman.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, and I think Enderman is because I get really mad when people look at me. I'm like, are you looking at me? Did you just look at me? And then I kill him.
Nice.
All of them.
That's what he does all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He has a good lawyer, though. He's still out of jail. So what about you, Brent? What monster would you be?
Oh, I think it's a stupid question. Let's just go on.
It's
oh,
a wow. serious question.
That was the joke. That was the
joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We're all having fun here.
I would be a skeleton because I like bows.
You like to be an archer.
Bows and arrows. So sweet. Either a skeleton or a Native American.
Yep.
Either one.
Habo Hotel Mania says that he'd want to be a silverfish.
Silverfish.
Oh, yeah. What about you, AK?
He said he wanted to be an Ender Dragon or Enderman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
You
don't
but you'd be
to
stuck
our
in
guests.
The. Yeah. You'd be stuck in the end world.
That's but it's true. In the real world. You'd be stuck in the Nether, so whatever.
That's true.
You can hang out.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one here comes from Matt Cavalier, who says, I remember you mentioning Mind Toys in one of your older shows, and I decided to check it out. Upon inspecting the order page, I discovered that you must put in your Minecraft username and it will access your skin. This means that it's possible to see what any user's skin is at that given moment. I was wondering about the implications of this and what you guys think about it.
Can't you already do that?
Well, I mean, there's mods that you can turn into anybody and it uses their skin that's up on. So, yeah, I mean,
you can already do all that. So, I mean, you know, unless somebody's...
Yeah.
You know, doing something naughty somewhere with a special skin, you know.
Naughty.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's a big deal.
Ain't no big thing.
Everything's fine.
Ain't no big thing. Okay. Well, last but not least, we have something here from Marshall Poy, who was sitting here listening to our show and made us a picture. So, pull that up. It was a really good picture. Really
nice.
Like this one.
Nice.
Really good one.
All right.
Even though we're not all that fat. I mean, just me.
Oh, wait. Is there some fatness in the picture?
Well,
hey.
They're not slim guys.
I like it.
Oh, that's a really
but
cool
it's a
picture.
Really good picture. I like it.
So, yeah, we'll put this. I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, no, I can't see it.
I know. We'll put
I'm
this
sorry.
In
well, I thought you'd pull it up on the camera.
Yeah,
and see
why don't
it.
You just put it up on the. On the
oh,
put it over
well,
AK
it's another
Spartan
computer.
Killer's face.
It's two computers.
Put it over his face.
Oh, I'd have to pull up the docs and this computer.
Wow.
It's a lot of technical hoops.
So much trouble.
Leave everybody in the dark. Hey, this is awesome. You should see it.
Yeah.
It's the coolest.
Here we go.
Absolute coolest picture in the world.
Can you see
there
it?
There you go. Okay, so video use. Video
is that Shay
viewers?
Carl in the middle?
It is Shay Carl.
That's funny. But yeah, you can see his hat and all his little
and look, and it's
stuff.
Like I got a butt cut. It's parted right in the middle. It's awesome.
Yeah. That's cool. Good job. Like it.
Yeah.
It'll still be in the show notes for you guys so you can check it out.
Yep. And look, I'm making goo-goo eyes at Brent.
You are.
Hey there, pretty guy.
And I'm looking at you guys like, don't mess with me. I have a golden sword.
Yep. Yep. I'll kill you!
Excavation Station.
Excavation Station.
Now, I was wrong about this issue.
What was I wrong about?
I don't know.
I just, every once in a while, we just got to keep you in your place, brother.
Best drop.
I'll kill you!
You want to read this first one here, AK Spartan Killer? AKA you?
Maybe. I guess so. It is submitted by Raider Guy.
Oh my god!
Seeds for Super Flat Worlds. Basically, when you select the super flat world option, the box where you type the seed in acts differently. If you type in stone and hit create new world, it will generate a flat world made out of stone. If you type sand, it will generate a flat sand world. This can be done with any type of block.
Interesting.
I
thought they already had that. Don't they have a mob for that?
There's a mod called More World Types.
Speaking of, did you do a video on that?
We did a video on it last week. But I think that would be confusing seeds, though. Like, what if you wanted the seed stone, but you don't want a stone world? You know what I mean? Like,
well, but on flat world.
Oh, I see. On flat world,
like
there is no.
Mark.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just about to suggest another field.
Yeah.
Where you type in.
And can you imagine material, if you made it sand and then you like dig one block and the whole world falls into the abyss?
That'd be cool. I get to figure out how to make like a whole flat platform of sand. That way I can trap people.
Yeah.
I really want to do that.
Well, that's kind of cool. I don't know. I give that one a thumbs up. Ding, ding.
Thumbs
that's,
up.
That's a good one. Okay.
Eric gives you a thumbs up.
Super now, thummy.
Now, this one was submitted by Aiden. Who wants sticky monsters? Hi, my friend and I thought of the idea of a sticky mob. So when you get close to it, it will stick to you.
Oh, and then your friends have to, like, knock it off of you. They have to beat you until it comes off.
Oh.
Would you just make a slime do that? No, I guess slimes are slimy. They're not sticky.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, not like a porcupine, but maybe not a mob, but a plant. And you get those prickly things stuck in your legs.
Oh.
And when you get home later, you can pick them out and, like, use them for something. Like ammo for your gun.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, I guess having a monster you can't run away from would be kind of cool. But, like, what if it stuck to your back? And, I mean, you couldn't attack it. You just...
And it's, like, stuck on your back and it's just, like, beating you, like...
Yeah.
And other people have to stab it.
Yeah.
That would be pretty weird.
Only, right?
Yeah,
maybe you just back up into a wall and crush it.
Yeah. Maybe it can stop, drop, and roll.
Well, maybe like a face hugger.
Would it be like a Yoda?
Face hugger. Like a Yoda backpack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stabbing your face with the face hugger. I get you, all.
Let's see. I guess I get to... I don't have a buzzer. I got to get that.
That's good enough.
So, this next one is submitted by Vance Crafter.
Vance no pants.
And he wants tossing blocks to build. And specifically, he wants the ability to toss blocks to place them. So you could build a bridge by, you know, tossing blocks towards the other side.
Oh.
I kind of like the idea that instead of when you throw a block out of your inventory, it's like a pick-upable block. That you were actually tossing the block and it landed wherever it landed. And the heavier the block was, the shorter you could throw it.
Oh, right.
I mean, it just seems like that would be a little more realistic.
Yeah.
And I know it sucks, like, if you're trying to hand someone something, but, you know, use a chest or put in the actual ability
hard, though,
to
figure out the trajectory of it.
Oh, yeah. Notch is a smart guy, and so is Yeber.
Yeberstein.
Yeberstein fixes drawing. Do it now.
Yeah, Yeberstein. Yeah, they're never coming on the show.
So, yeah, I think being able to toss something. Like, I'm a big fan of tossing.
I bet you are.
I'll keep it there.
Would you like to, like, say, toss it off like a cliff?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think tossing off a cliff would be awesome. And, like, if you wanted to go across the river, you could toss across the river.
Hey, wait. We got a call in. We got apparently a guy named Cliff.
Yeah.
Would like to talk to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. I'll toss off cliff.
Sunday is
Punday. Oh, wait. Next.
Yes. Okay, so the next one here is from Opaque Mango. Mango! You remember Mango?
No Mango for you.
Well, it's a tutorial workbench. The idea is for an in-game workbench that when you put a block in it, it will tell you what can be made from that block.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It's kind of Terraria, right? Isn't that how Terraria works?
Yeah.
Oh,
And they say this is so like my 4-year-old nephew doesn't have to try and figure out the wiki. Yeah, come on, don't pull that. My 4-year-old nephew.
It's for my friend.
Did it?
He doesn't know how to do it.
It's not because I have no clue how to make an enchantment table.
No, but I mean, I got asked this by somebody. They're like, "How do I know what to build?" You know, and I'm like, well, you can just sort of experiment, but I don't think that does a good job. I think you should be able, like, let's say that, you know, you get like 5 recipes from this little table. And if you, and like, maybe if you make everything on it, you can get some more recipes. Like, and after you make certain things, you get more recipes.
I think that would be cool to have some of that, but I think it'd also be cool to, like, find recipes.
Yeah.
You know, like where you look at the paper and it shows you how to make certain things. And maybe when you're building something, there's a chance for it to, you know, you find another recipe.
Yeah.
And then you could put these recipes in a book that could go on a bookshelf. Whoa, hey.
Hey, okay. Yeah. So other people could find them. See, I like the idea that they're not in-game. You can't find recipes in-game. You have to experiment and share.
Well, but it's not experiment, though. No one experiments and figures out an enchantment table. They go to the wiki.
Yeah. I mean, okay, here's an example. Back when I would play Mortal Kombat and Killer Instinct and stuff like that at the arcades, nobody knew any of the combos. Nobody knew any of the stuff. And if you did, you don't tell anybody because you sit there and own. So I never told anybody any of the stuff I would figure out. And then you know, internet, right? BBSs, people started printing them out and coming down to the arcade with a big printout, not showing it to anybody. And we're like, hey, what's that? Well, it's all about sharing and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because it's competition.
Sharing.
Well, no, this is not a competition, though, to make a torch.
It isn't, right. So you should share.
So you share.
Single player stuff.
But it creates a community. There was a community built in this arcade that people trying things and learning things and trying to figure stuff out so that you could use it against other people. But you don't play Mortal Kombat and go in there and find a recipe book on how to create this combo or this fatality. You just have to figure it out yourself.
Well, but a lot of games actually do have a page that will show you a few combos, and when you get those,
I know. Don't they have that stuff like on Game Informer and stuff, like the old like Nintendo Power magazines? They were like, oh, to do this,
right? Yeah, you could look to magazines. You could look,
but
know,
I mean,
anywhere.
The thing is, people are just going to go to the wiki to look it up,
right?
Like,
yeah,
so what's
the wiki's
that
their magazine.
Yeah,
anybody but the wiki.
Yeah,
yeah. And the other thing
that's
is
okay, but
yeah,
I think there's a valid point here in that he wants this for his 4-year-old. Even supposedly, you know, I know that I have.
Supposedly.
Well, I've tried to tell people who are not big video game players, they're like, well, how do I know what to make? And I'm like, I can't really tell you. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just have to go and look it up. And for the people who aren't all about experiment and community and are just want to play Minecraft, I think this is absolutely vital. And I think there needs to be a tool in game. And maybe it's an option. You know, maybe it's an option you turn on in your single player game. Do you want, you know, recipes to be found in game?
See, I'm like a hybrid of all this. Like, I agree. I'd like the experimental and stuff like that, but I think there's a point at where a recipe is just not. It doesn't make sense. Like some of them, like you just have no clue.
Yeah,
and
I don't know
if
how
you're
to make 8-9%
of
the stuff in Minecraft.
Yeah, and if you're playing single player without anybody else, you'll just never know. Like, you may not even know there's a wiki, right? I mean,
yeah, yeah.
So it's like that person will have no clue how to make this item, and it may just never exist in their world. And
yeah,
I don't know if that's
off
cool
to
or
Minecraft
not.
Too.
That's true.
I mean, just
so
to,
I like the recipes in game though.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're building stuff, and eventually you'll figure out stuff if you explore and try stuff.
Yeah, and maybe it's achievement based. Maybe like the first time you mine a diamond, you get a recipe. You know,
oh.
And then maybe the first time you craft a diamond sword, you get a recipe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it unlocks further recipes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I think you can set it up so that it's not total hand holding, but at the same time, because I mean, really, we know how to play the game, but I tell other people that before they even play the game, go watch Paul Soar's How to Survive the Night videos.
Oh yeah,
because I don't think anybody can just turn on the game
and know to start punching a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I think I'm going to make a new video on how to survive the first night.
And it's going to be all wrong?
No, I'm just going to dig down like two holes and put a block above me and sit
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Sit there.
Yeah. And every once in a while, I'll punch the block out and look up, and then if it's not day, I'll put the block back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then start screaming at everything around you, get away!
That's awesome. So you're going to bury yourself alive. I like that video. I'd watch that.
How to survive. You just stand here.
It'll just fast forward through the dark and the few days that I missed, you know, down there. Anyway. So, we're all for that idea. And tossing Cliff.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Also, let's see. Mark is cool. Wants rentable.
Mark is so cool.
Rentable Minecraft. Should have Gamefly-like setup that allows you to rent Minecraft.
Weird.
What?
Don't they have that on the main page, though, where you can try it, play it in browser?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah. So, ding.
You mean, eh.
No, Notch listened, and it's there.
Oh.
Already there.
Wow.
Except for it's free. It's free rent.
Yeah, it's free, so you can sit there and play it, and if you don't like it, then don't get it.
But
if
he
you
said
like
it needs to be Gamefly-like, and I don't
think... And that's not... Yeah, well...
I think that's wrong. He
but,
didn't
but
get
a game
what he
that
wanted.
Is like... I don't even know how much... Minecraft costs
$25.
25 bucks, something like that, US dollars. So if you're renting it, you're probably going to end up paying a lot more than the retail price.
Well,
right?
Gamefly is what, like 26 bucks a month or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, something like that. Or close to 30.
Yeah. So you've made a poor decision if you want to rent Minecraft.
I mean, you would have to rent Minecraft for maybe 50 cents a month. And now you're talking, wow, now Mojang won't get a full sale for like over a year. I mean, years.
Yeah. Well, with that,
I mean, like,
yeah,
that's,
with that
that's
math
printed out. That's
there,
kind of, you know, like $1.50 a day. I don't know. That's just too weird.
I'll
right?
tell you what. Send me a buck, and I'll rent you my copy of Minecraft.
That's a great
like a
idea. Maybe we start the service.
Minecraft rent.
Yeah.
Rent-a-craft.
I'm stealing that copyright, AK Spartan Killer Inc.
Oh,
damn
man.
Sorry. You just stole our money. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, no, don't look at him.
When are we going to learn not to yell our ideas out live when we're streaming?
Hey, Wes. Hey, Wes.
What?
What? I'm looking at you.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I'll kill you.
why do you kill people when you see him?
He's an Enderman for today.
So yeah, it's something about sightings?
Yeah.
Sightings.
Wait.
It's so beautiful.
I have an old copy.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
You're not seeing the updates?
So no, I'm not.
Intense. Okay, there's some updates here.
Okay. Well.
X. Excavation Station.
Mr. Spartan Killer.
Redux.
We have got your own slot of Excavation Station here just for your ideas.
Yes.
Would you care to share them?
It is about time. All right. So my idea would... I know a lot of people have had this trouble with actually setting up a server. Like you need to set up Hamachi or you need to port forward. I think they should implement some sort of like pre-made server where you just download the packet, it opens up the ports for you, blocks Skype out of the ports, blocks TeamViewer out of the ports, and you can just drag and drop into like a GUI and say, okay, well, this is the person that I want to have admin, drag and drop them into the group. I want to have this person as a guest, drag and drop them into the group. Because setting up my own server, I came across a lot of permission problems and I came across like a lot of implementing mods problems. Like you just, if we could get like the mod creators to have just like a separate file that you download and it says, here, compatible with this server setup, and then you just download it and then check it off if you want it.
Yes.
Yeah, and what is that one we were looking at last night? Adventure Lobbies or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
It was this kind of, it was really cool concept. Now, it kind of failed for us, but basically how it works is you go to their site and you log in and you pick a map, and they have a bunch of maps, adventure maps that you can pick, and then you pick the people up to five that you want on the map, and then it makes the server, and then you should be able to log in, and you have 4 hours to play the map, and it's completely free.
Nice.
Now, the problem was we spent like an hour trying to get everybody on there and figure out who was going to do it, what map, and blah, blah, blah. And then we hit like the go button. It's like, all our servers are full. We should have one open in just like 3 hours. If you'd like this time to go down, feel free to,
you know, I mean, and that's
supply
a,
us servers.
But that's a social problem, not a technical problem. So it seems like the whole service and the whole thing is pretty good, right? I mean, that's a...
pretty busy. So
I mean,
it takes a lot of play.
Yeah, so I mean, you'd have to.
I mean, everybody wants to do that. I think you should have it on your own computer.
Yeah,
that would be like perfect. Or you can just say, like, you know how some people rent it out, just set it up in there. I think it'd be like perfect because permissions are hard to figure out. If you indent once, it doesn't read it. If you have a space at the end, it doesn't read it.
So do you think somebody should make like an Ubuntu build that's all...
Well, and a lot of people use MC McAdmins, which does... It does well on permissions and stuff like that. But I think there's a need for something even newer.
Yeah.
And more integrated into the game itself. I don't know why... I don't know. Well, I think if we're going to have servers built by the game, that they should have something for us.
Well, what about when the API gets released? Maybe this will be an official thing. There'll be a lot of different GUI, you know, interface, you know, for this kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's things like mobs on. Like, why do I have to type in my properties.settings file or whatever?
Yeah, faults and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there should be a checkbox. Do I want freaking mobs or not?
And well, yeah, that's what they have on, because I set it up with Bucket. That's what they have on Bucket. They have a tick mark that you can check, and you can say have weather on, have mobs on. You can check which mods you actually want to run on it.
On what?
Bucket. On my Bucket.
Like, but you have a, like, what kind of screen are you...
It looks like this. Hold on, I'll show you.
Oh, that's not going to work. I'm nowhere near anything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like we have Bucket on our server, but there's no, like, GUI that I have.
Mine says Pale Server Manager.
Pale Server Manager. Okay, so that's a plug-in in Bucket.
Yeah, okay. I believe so, because, see, look, you have...
So I need to look at that for, like, our stuff. But...
Right.
But, yeah, that's what you're talking about, but something that would
right
do
there.
The permissions
You can allow
to.
The Nether, you can spawn monsters, spawn animals.
Check marks and everything. Okay. Yeah.
You can have all the max players. It's all a graphical user interface, and it has all the... you can reload all the plugins for it, and you can disable all the ones. Like, let's say I wanted to disable MCMMO that I have on my server, or PvP reward.
Uh-huh.
So it all has a whole bunch of tick marks on it.
So it's Pale, P-A-L-E?
Like a water pail.
P-A-I-L.
You know.
Oh, like Pale Bucket.
I think it got installed when I installed Craft Bucket.
Gotcha.
I think. When I installed the actual Bucket server, I think it automatically came with it.
So maybe we can use something like that, Brent?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Our server,
it's amazing. I'll help you guys through it because it's awesome. I love it.
That's cool. Excellent.
Joy to the
You have something
world.
Else down here.
What's that?
Yeah, about. I have enchanting bows.
Oh, and that exists.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yes.
Give me it now.
They're too late.
They was it 1.1?
Yep, you can have permanent fire arrows. You can have...
What?
Yep, you can have infinite arrows. You just have to have one in your inventory. Yeah, there's enchanted bows.
How do you do this? I want to do this.
It's just a regular enchant. Yeah. I enchanted mine this week.
Really? Because I tried enchanting my bow on my server, and it was like, this item cannot be enchanted.
Well, we were in the update.
It might be in the... It was in the snapshot that
we
y'all did
it.
We
were in the snapshot that we
Oh, did. Were yeah. we?
So it's coming. Coming in, what, 1.1, 1.2?
Yeah, probably 1.2.
So,
okay,
is that what the snapshots do?
We play with every snapshot, and it's really confusing. Astrogali said, 1.1. Let's see. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. It's
nice.
Okay.
So, see, I knew the future. You're welcome.
Okay, no. So most people in the chat room now are saying 1.1. Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty much just AK.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yep. I've been locked away in my man cave trying to get my server set up. Don't
That's
hate.
Right. With your mandroid?
Yeah. Right. It was like droid. I was like, yes! man!
Well, say hi to Cliff for us.
Yeah.
Cliff.
So is that all of them?
That is.
Yeah, that's it.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
It is. It's just so intense. It,
that's hey. So overwhelming.
It's 2 TPs, actually.
2 TPs. What? Like toilet papers?
2 tents.
Oh.
Like bless Native you. American.
Thank you. Thank
God
you.
Bless okay. you.
Bless you.
God bless you.
You sneeze
sir.
While you're playing. Bless you. Sorry, Blish. I'm copying somebody.
Okay, so how about...
Bless your face.
Yeah, if you sneeze during this video, bless you. Okay, so...
Wow, there's a lot here.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here.
There's
so
a lot
we already
stuff.
Talked about blockheads. Go watch it. We keep forgetting to mention Epic Build, so I think we should mention
oh,
Epic
yeah!
Build.
Epic Build!
Season 1 episode. This is by Stephus Wong. Someone want to talk about it?
Hosted, it's narrated by Astragale.
Astragale.
There's a lot of wonderful contestants, a lot of awesome, what do you call them, like challenges and some cool, awesome builds. It's really amazing.
Would you say they were epic?
They're definitely epic. So definitely watch this. And we meant to mention this last week. It came out a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago or something like that on Stephos Walk's YouTube channel. So check the show notes and click that link and check it out. And then you can vote as well. You can vote on contestants. And next up,
we got a Minecraft piston tree farm, and it's a how-to video for a piston power tree farm.
Oh wow!
And it'll be in the show notes.
Nice,
excellent.
Let's see. Here's one. Here's a link to Fun Through the Jungle. This is Crystal Crow found some excellent seeds for Minecraft Snapshot 12W03A featuring the jungle biome. So this is to a blog post featuring seeds and pictures of those results.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jungle Boogie and stuff like that. Yeah, I like to through these. You know, we were trying to do that too, like spawning near jungles so that we could do videos. So that's useful. Also, the next one here is a video, Birth of a Creeper. This is a really cool, this is on the Machinima Realms channel. This is by T in Minecraft. It's pretty cool. It's kind of matrixy. It's all 3D rendered, and it's pretty sweet.
Now, you skipped one here. Did you do it on purpose?
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, actually.
Vex did, on his test world thing, he did a variable power enchanting station. And basically what it is it's you can vary the power of enchanting stations so that if you don't have a high XP level, you can you know, enchant closer to your level.
Yeah, this is weird. Like, it's using pistons to move bookshelves around the enchanting thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's cool. So you can have different levels of enchantment by creating more books. Anyway, it's really cool. And Vex... We still need to get this guy on the show.
Yeah,
he's we do. Crazy awesome.
Do you think we're just intimidated by him because he would kill us all just by looking at us?
Pretty much, yeah.
Like his maps would kill us.
Yes.
He would kill us.
Pretty much. He's very hostile. Very, yeah. but legendary. Okay, so the next one here. Okay. 45 more bugs in Minecraft 1.1. So this is Seth Bling's video reveals 45 bugs in the latest release version of Minecraft, some of which may have been around since the early days of the game. But this is so cool. Have you seen this?
No, I was going to say something else, but go ahead.
It's like...
Something else.
It's like 101 ways to die in Minecraft. Remember that one video?
42. It was 42 ways, yeah.
42 ways. It's like that, only with bugs.
Yeah.
So it's like bam, 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 all these bugs.
Oh, cool.
And they're crazy. I mean, they're actual bugs.
Well, he had a building contest lately. Seth Bling did a building did you see it?
Bling.
He had a themed building contest, and I do recommend everyone go and check out his Facebook, because mm-hmm. he did a video of some of his top choices, and these were some incredible builds. I actually want to download and play a lot of the maps. It's very impressive stuff. Seth Bling's channel is really, really awesome, and so I'd recommend checking it out.
Oh, Good recommendation there.
Let's see. Next, here we have the Minecraft mod of
Galileo
Brothers. So,
right, so this.
Apparently someone was drinking and decided to make a mod at the same time.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
The mod of Galel.
So it changes like a lot of the text you'll see in the game to add Galel, like yes. The blinking yellow text and the players and...
Yeah, all of the tooltips.
Yeah.
And the, it says like if you mouse over gravel, say in your thing, it'll say Gravel of Galel. And everything has of Galel and it's brilliant.
Yes. If you play multiplayer, it's like Brothers!
Yeah, Brothers. Like start game of Galel. Yes. Quit game of Galel.
Yeah.
Options of Galel.
And this is by... Coal Miner. No, M. Gunnett, 25. M. Gunnett.
M. Gunnett.
That is his name on the forums.
Ah, yes. M. Gunnett. You're awesome.
So, thank you.
And the last one here is a mod, and this is called World Downloader, and it was submitted by Muffman. Not Mothman. Muffman. Can you tell the difference on the radio? Muffman? Muffman?
I heard it on the radio.
It's MOF, Mothman. Anyway, this is a little mod that allows you to download parts of a multiplayer server while connected to it. So I guess you can download them as a file that you can play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
So
there was an old one that used to do this, but it doesn't do it anymore. But it basically collects chunks as you walk onto them, and they're viewable. They're in your map. So that's
sick, because I had to get the owner of one of the servers that I was on. I had to get him to send me the map, and the map was like a terabyte. I was are you kidding me? It took like 3 hours to download.
Wow.
And I had to go in there, put it on my server, have like multi-world open, go in there, cut it, and go back to my main world and paste it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was bad.
You're so hardcore.
I am.
But you could go to the... You could go to the Beijing Project 1845 and go there
and get one building
and steal it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to travel a lot, and it's like from one. Most of the minecarts over there are like 20-minute rides and stuff, so it's like it would take
it's
you a while.
Just like Disney World.
Yep.
Oh, and there's lines too. Like I went, and there was lines, and there's a sign that says, "You're banned if you leave anything on the track." Because imagine, it's a 20-minute ride.
Yeah.
And if somebody just puts one little thing on the tracks, like, it'll get clogged up because there's constantly people on these tracks.
So what you're saying is we need to go there and make a little video.
I'll do that.
Was it Team Roomba? Was that the people that made people get out of the...
The Team Fortress 2.
The Team Fortress 2 one where they wouldn't let you out of spawn unless you answered questions.
questions.
I mean, speaking of, how can you drop things? Do they actually let you build or have...
No, it's read-only, so you can only
view...
So
you can't really drop anything anyway.
Yeah, because, I mean, you pick stuff up. Like, to ride it, you get a minecart. You can do / kit tools, and you get a starter kit with... sword.
But if you can't
stuff.
Build or stuff, like
maybe certain types of blocks are protected.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh well.
I mean, I tested it by trying. I just kind of, you know, tried to.
I tested it, and now I'm banned.
I punched like a leaf or something, and it like you know does the little you know pops back. Yeah. I mean, I knew it would, but I just
did it make
to
that noise.
Yeah,
sweet.
So
right.
I mean, I'm not trying to grief the Beijing.
No, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make a video. It's going to be awesome.
The Beijing griefers.
No. So someone's already right there doing the idea anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Don't grief them. And don't tell us that. Don't tell anybody we told you to.
No, tell them. Tell them we told you, and then tell them to come listen to our show.
Oh,
maybe watch a few of our videos, subscribe, and give thumbs up something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs up. So let's see, AK Spartan Killer, do you have any videos you'd like to discuss?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, I did sneeze in one of them, the most recent one that I did. It said Pikachu. That's about it.
Did you go?
Oh, there's someone at the door. Hello?
Housekeeping!
Hey! What's up, lady?
Housekeeping!
Are you here to give us some cleaning?
I know clean! I have meat for pillow!
We'll take one of those. We'll take two, actually.
Don't I get one?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can have one too.
What about Spartan Killer?
Oh, okay. You want one? You want a mint?
No, I'm left out, man. You just keep it. Mint, selfish.
Mint for Spartan Killer? No, not Lemon Pledge.
Stop it, God. Okay, so are the Shorty Awards still going on?
Sure.
Or is that over?
No, I think they're still going, aren't they?
Shorty.
So, yeah, there'll be a link in the show notes. Vote for us for the Shorty Awards. Brent has promised that if we win one of these, that he'll never bother you to vote for anything again.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
you win if we win.
Yes, that's a good point. You never have to be spammed by this stuff again if we win.
Yay.
So isn't that how it should be?
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you said, we have to win in order for us not to ask anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, what would be the point to say, hey, we're just going to spam you this once, and after that, we'll not spam you again. So you don't have to do anything. No. The point is, we're going to spam you this once, and if we win, we'll never spam you again with this crap. Yep.
Okay. So go to theshaftpodcast.com, check out the link, go and put in a vote for the Shorty Awards for The Shaft. We're going under the radio category. And if even like 0.001% of our listeners like do this, we'll win.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the top one's like 250 votes.
Yeah.
And we already have 50. Yeah. So
What is it for? What's the category?
It's radio.
Radio.
I'm going to go in under radio.
Sweet.
I'm going to do it. We're going to have a battle.
No, you fiend.
We combine. See, you go into a different category.
Yeah.
You have your fans vote for us, and then we'll have our fans vote for you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I'd be under like commentator, and that's big.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Is there like a category for like, I own a mandroid?
I think you can make your own categories.
I'm going to make my own category.
But just go ahead and have your community vote for us while you're trying to figure out your category.
Yeah. While you're trying to figure that out, you hook us up.
Let's see. You could do video blogger. I'm sure that's not big.
Yeah. I'm sure there's not very many video bloggers doing it.
Gaming. Fake account.
Yeah. You're a fake account, aren't you?
Fake
account.
Yeah.
Government.
I don't see anything about in Canada right now.
I'm not even Canadian. Why do you keep
Get a Shorty Award for Best Bunker.
Best bunker.
See, he's in Canada, and he hates being even like considered close to Canadian.
You're going to get arrested.
I'm leaving tomorrow, so whatever.
They're going to grab you on the way out while you're waiting in line. They're going to be like, have you paid your health care yet, sir?
So when you come down, when you leave Canada, are you pondering coming to PlayOnCon this year and hanging out with all of us?
Well, I know I'm going to PAX. I didn't even hear about that other one.
Okay, well, this is a little convention in Birmingham, Alabama, and we're trying to get together a lot of the Minecraft folks, YouTubers and all that kind of stuff. Bitburner's going to try to make it. Paul Soar's going to try to make it, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's the last weekend of July in Birmingham, Alabama. You can go to PlayOnCon.com, check it out. And it should be a good time.
Huh. So, I might need to check it out just a little bit.
We're all going
to
be there.
Go down to Alabama. That's
yes. Right. We do have guns down here.
I have a lot of guns.
Bring your guns. We'll have a party.
We can go shooting.
Yeah.
Start yelling at people. Look at me!
RP Gamer 99 says he's going to try to go.
Sweet.
Bitburner's going to try to go.
Oh, yeah.
Bitburner's going to dance his way.
I heard that Beverly Noel chick might try to go.
That's right.
Wolf's going to go. Woo!
Yeah!
Rock on, Wolf.
Gimpy
Everybody's
zero,
gonna say they're going to be. I'm going to try.
70. I didn't make it.
Grim Gary evidently is carpooling with Wolf.
Cool.
Nice.
So, yeah. Come to PlayOnCon. PlayOnCon.com.
Cool.
Awesome. So, shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Live bumpers.
Live bumpers. Okay, and we're going to shout out to peoples. We have some shout-outs here from Astrogale, the one who puts all of our notes together for us.
The one,
he is the writer.
The only.
He is the scribe, the Minecraft scribe. He wants to shout out to Eskender01. Eskender.
Iskender.
Eskender01. Is that good?
Yes.
He says, he wanted to shout out about his, about your excavation station idea. Have you seen World Guard?
I think it's a little dig. I haven't seen his idea, but I'm pretty sure.
Have you seen World Guard?
Like his idea was probably like, I want a mod that would keep people from burning my trees down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my assumption there.
And so. Also, Astrogali says, to anyone submitting excavation station ideas, for the love of Jeb, please stop submitting ideas for stained glass or obsidian tools. They have been done to death. Ah.
Metal boats. That's another one.
Yeah. And he did tweet today. He's like, guess what I saw today in the submissions. And he is talking about the submission form. You can submit all kinds of ideas for it.
Yeah.
How do you get there real quick and easily, Brent? Go to our website and find it.
To what?
Podcast.com.
I stopped listening to you about 5 minutes ago. I'm sorry.
It is the excavation station submission.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just go to theshaftpodcast.com. At the top of the page in the links, you will see something for submissions or submit to the show. Just click on that, and you can submit any of your ideas.
I'm going to submit an idea for obsidian tools. I think that'd be cool.
What about stained glass? What do you think about stained glass?
I just made a massive church on my server, and there is no stained glass. That's kind of depressing.
How do I make it so that people can't burn my trees?
You don't invite them onto your server?
Oh,
yeah, that's a good way.
Good answer.
Pee on them.
Yeah.
But then they'll be mods.
Yeah.
Maybe you could stain your glass by peeing on it, too. See, maybe peeing on everything is the answer. Maybe it's not 42.
Yeah. I think you're onto it.
Like, are we going to see it now? People are going to be like, oh, just pee on it. What? The economy? Just pee on it.
It's like Windex from Big Fat Greek Wedding.
But they just shot a nuke at us. Nah, whatever. Pee on it.
Yeah.
Everybody, make sure you arc straight up so it stops it.
Don't cross the stream.
Was great.
That was great.
Remember that day we were talking about peeing on people?
Yeah, I do.
And
so I want to shout out
their salads and
shout out to the cool people that hung out with us doing room after room. Beverly Noel was there. Firefox 233. Astrogali, Maz.
Yeah, Maz came and joined us and screamed a lot.
Extreme Beyond.
Yeah.
And then us. That makes 7 people. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Did I forget somebody? They're going to be so all sad. Like, dude.
It was amazing.
It was. Yeah, there was amazing there, too.
Yep.
And that maze was amazing.
Yep.
You know, there's a maze in every adventure map we've done so far.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, that's because they're fun. Mazes are fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And wait, did you say mazes?
Yeah.
I just made a maze in my server. My server's legit.
Oh, really?
Seems legit.
Too legit to quit.
Seems legit.
It's legit. Here, I'm going to get on Skype. I'll give you the link for it so you guys can watch it. We added a whole bunch of stuff to it.
That's like a YouTube comment, isn't it?
Oh, we forgot these calls. Damn it.
Oh, no.
Next week. Oh, yeah. Next week, we'll get to your calls. Speaking of, you can call us, 256-812-1010. Bam.
Leave some messages for the good folks at the Dead Workers Party.
That is correct.
Hey, and I noticed we broke 2,000 reviews. We sailed by it, actually. We're at like 2,100 now. So get back on there. Let's try to get past 3,000.
Reviews?
On iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Yeah. That keeps us up in the charts.
It's a nice job, folks. Yes.
Real nice.
That's a big... I think y'all deserve a little bit of...
Yay.
This is for you. And you.
Yay.
And you over there in the corner peeing on your brother. Oh, this one's
great.
For you.
That's great. Yeah,
and you.
I like what you had
desk.
To say. Yeah, yeah. What you offered was good.
And it's for you. Who's your birthday? It's your birthday today.
Happy
isn't
birthday.
It? Happy birthday!
Oh, that's really great. That's really
yes.
Great. Have you thought about leaving another review? I think you should.
Yeah, maybe everybody should go today and get a trial.
And instead of leaving a review on iTunes, you just go pee on iTunes.
Yeah,
just pee on it.
Yeah, I mean it is a Mac product.
Are you watching this on YouTube? Have you hit that subscribe button yet?
Right.
You should.
Yeah.
That helps us.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm tired of clapping.
Okay. Yeah. Me too. All right. Instead of clapping, we could just pee on our hands, right? Okay. Sorry. I went too
far. You know, if just this far. Is some real life information I'm about to give you, and it does deal with pee. If you're ever caught on an island, you're supposed to pee on your feet every time you get a pee.
Why?
It hardens the skin on your feet.
Nice.
Now, if you have shoes, you probably don't want to, like, take them off and pee on your feet. That's
right.
not the idea, but if you're like shoeless, pee on your feet, it'll harden them up.
Well, you do your pee. Interesting. Pee is sanitary. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, you can drink it.
Yeah, you can drink it. And additionally, your pee contains all the excess nutrients. It's not waste product. It's excess water and excess nutrients. All your waste products goes out as feces.
Interesting. So I should probably be keeping it then, right? I'm just throwing it away.
There are people who do that. I have met people who keep their pee.
Really?
Do they drink it?
Absolutely.
Do they drink it?
Yes.
What?
Yep. There are. Yep. I'm not kidding you.
What?
I'm not kidding you. There are people who think it is very, very good for you.
What?
Yeah, it's gross.
All right, on that note, we're going to leave you on that gross note right there.
Bye-bye!
It looks like the show's over. Better drink my own pee.
So if someone pees on your head, just lift up your face and drink it.
Well, let's end with Pimping You Out, a.k.a. Spartan Killer.
Where can everybody find you?
Now that we've talked about pee, we want to talk about you.
That's nice. I like coming into the back end of that.
Yeah, Wes likes coming into the back end, too. Tossing
no!
stuff off.
Anyway, so what is your username?
It is youtube.com/AKSpartanKiller with no L's in it, surprisingly. It's three I's.
Keyer.
Wow, yeah, that's not confusing Keyer. For people, is it?
So, I always get everybody on that one. I like to just weed out the stupid people.
Or the lazy.
I never knew I was stupid till just now. I would have put the wrong name on the YouTube channel thing.
Or you can just, in the search bar, you can type AKSP and it'll pop up in the search.
Okay, cool. And that's the same as your Twitter.
That's everything.
Right?
Okay. That is everything. That's my Twitter. That's my Skype. That's everything.
Cool.
Have you ever thought about, I don't know, like changing your policy on making the L's eyes?
You know, funny story. See, I had it normal originally when I set up my Xbox Live gamer tag.
Oh.
And then I like messed up somehow with the linking of the accounts with the email for Xbox. And then it's just like, sorry, this name's taken. So I was like, capitalize.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm stuck with it. It's now me.
Yeah. I'm Wes Weeson.
Weeson.
Wes Weeson.
Relax the reason.
Precious. Well, okay. Good. Well, cool, man. Thanks for getting on here, and it was fun.
Oh no, anytime. You guys are awesome. We need to hang out more.
We do. Yeah. That is true.
Matter of fact, next Friday, mark it on your calendar. Join us for some puzzle
map. Yeah. Map.
Ooh, I want to do that.
Let's do a puzzle map together. It'll be fun.
And Bit, you better be there next week. Don't be dodging us.
Yeah. We're gonna get Bit Burner. Yeah. Cool. All right, then. That was another excellent, fun-filled, fact-based episode filled with nothing but true statements. And
100% true.
Is this like when you come to the two doors and one says, I always lie and I always tell the truth, and we're trying to figure out which episode that is?
Yes. This is the one that's all true. And with that, we'll see you next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Get your with The Shaft.